And on the way, of course, this is the fundraising plan and financial strategy that we developed for the, which council will now approve, although they've got still a couple of questions associated. So it's fairly substantial.
Is it available online, do you know?
Yes, I think it is, yes. Yeah.
Because it wasn't, I heard the local was mentioned in one of the
If it isn't, it will be very shortly. But there was a couple of questions that they asked. I think there was a couple of small errors in it associated with the name of a couple of buildings. And that needed to be straightened out. I think that was the only thing that was a problem. But
so what does it contain?
Well, you know, it contains, I suppose, an ongoing strategy of trying to raise money for this for the site, trying to get external private funding for the site. But obviously, the main thrust is the prospect of further government funding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what's happened in Port Arthur. They've just recently been given another grant for $10 million to do. If we had $10 million, we could do the whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the estimate that McDonald put on the facilities. I think we could actually succeed if we went about it in the same way as we did with the restoration that's happened now. Some good conservation of the whole of the site for quite a lot less than the $10 million. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just depends how you approach it. I mean, you can do things the way that it was happened here with the project officer and the tendering arrangements individually, and someone oversighting it on that sort of basis, or you can, you know, give it to other people to do everything, but, you know, just provide a broad plan with it, and you'll end up costing about another 40% or 50% on top.
Yeah.
So, you know, the work that's been done has been done with value for effort at every turn.